When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
The last day of Coach Wheeler kind of hijacking my podcast feed. Today he's going to talk about how to win with players who are maybe good enough, maybe not good enough, but with the Princeton offense and how they kind of help you do that. So go over and check that out. Tonight is the last night of his mastermind class where he's teaching you everything you need to know to become a better Princeton basketball coach. So go over and check it out. You will not be disappointed. TeachHoopsPrinceton.com will take good care of you and everything you need in order to be able to do that. So enjoy the podcast. Like I said, today's the last day. Tomorrow we'll get back to our regularly scheduled programming. Make sure you go over and check out Dr. Dish too. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. And what keeps the lights on, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, Coach, my name is John Wheeler. All right, today I want to talk about how to win with players who are good enough. Okay, now there are two ways to win. In my mind, there's two ways to win in the game of basketball. One, you have superior talent with a good enough strategy. Or two, you have a superior strategy with good enough talent. Okay, so what do I mean by that? So if you're watching the NCAA tournament right now that's going on, this is March 2021, it just digs at me because I'm watching these Power Five conferences, these high seeds that have superior talent, and they're just out there looking for ISOs, two-on-twos. They're dribbling the ball, wasting 10 seconds up top, not running any offense, and just trying to go make a play. Okay, then I'm watching these other teams that are not as talented, but they're running a more disciplined, more patient offense. They have a better strategy, and they're sticking to it, and there are a lot of upsets in this tournament this year. And for me, it's really exciting to watch and see. So the question comes down to, do you have the talent or do you not? So now, you might have players on your team. So let's go back to the high school level because that's where most of us are. Is you're going to have a lot of players who lack a lot of skills. Now, we have to develop our players to the best of our ability. We have to push them hard. They have to push themselves. So they have to be selfish to become the best basketball player that they can be, you know, wherever their talent level is capped. Okay. Now, you might not be there yet, but if you can develop those players to where they are good enough, all right, to be able to execute the system that you want to play to compete with the teams that are better than you or have more talent than you, I should say, there's that sweet spot where you don't have to have the most talented players. But if your players are good enough, okay, and they have a system or a strategy to compete with talent that is, you know, superior than they are, that's the spot that we got to get to. Okay, we can't take players who are good enough and run the same offense with teams that have players that are with better talent and expect to win those games. That's not going to happen. Okay, so how does the Princeton offense use players who are good enough to compete with players who are super talented? Okay, and then the way is now you might say, Coach, I've got a super talented player. I've got an all-star. I've got a stud on my team. Okay, how do I use them in the Princeton offense? Do they play without the ball? Okay, no, absolutely. So here's the thing about a strategy, a superior strategy. Is one, your best players or your studs or your all-stars, okay, your all-league players, These players are special. These are players who can create their own shot, who can break out of the offense. They're going to see something. They're going to see an opening. They're going to be able to get there, create, score themselves or create a shot for somebody else. The rest of your players, your role players, do not have that same ability. Okay, so your role players need a way, they need help. Now, if we just try to hide players on the court, defenses can gang up on your best players. That's what I do defensively. Okay, if you're going to leave offensive players on the floor, there's only five of them. If you're going to leave two or three of them and say, well, they're not really going to be in a scoring capacity, well, I'm going to take my defense. I'm going to focus on the two or three guys that can score. Okay, and I'm going to limit what you can do there. But if we can turn all five of our players, our other three or four role players, into offensive threats, that's going to free up your best player. Like the way that the triangle offense would free up Michael Jordan. That was the big selling point to Jordan in the triangle offense. Hey, listen, we need to get your other teammates involved so they can't go all Jordan rules on you and just shut you down and beat you up all game. Okay, that's exactly what that was all about. So you need, if your players are good enough, you need an offensive strategy that can manufacture shots for your players who are good enough. All right, and that's drift screens, down screens, back doors, into the post up. So we teach all of our guards to post up. And then what happens is you might have guards who can't play on the perimeter very well, but they can backdoor and they're very efficient in the post. And if you can force the defense to guard them, okay, that's going to free your best players up. So now you're utilizing your players who are good enough and your all-star and your best player and a strategy that's going to force the team that's more talented to play your style. They're going to have to be honest and guard everybody. You're forcing them to play the style that you want to play. You're not getting drug into the up and down game or whatever style game that they want to play. And that's how you win with players that are good enough, is you have a strategy. All right, that forces your opponent to guard everybody, and it raises the level of your role players by manufacturing shots for them. Now, anyone can, if you develop players who are good enough that are good enough shooters, that are 33% 3-point shooters, and your offense can get them shots. Okay, for the players who cannot create their own shot. Okay. There's an advantage. There's advantage to your offensive system, to your players who are good enough. Okay, I hope that makes sense. If that's something that kind of rings, if that's something you kind of want to explore a little bit more. I'm doing a free 3-day training on the Princeton offense where we're going to talk a lot about this concept, about how do you use the Princeton offense as a superior strategy to take your players who are good enough to compete with more talented players. How do you free up your stud? How do you manufacture shots for your role players? How do you turn your role players into threats on the floor? Okay, if you want to learn more about that, go to teachhoopsprinceton.com, www.teachhoopsprinceton.com. Sign up for the class. I think the day this video podcast is dropping is the final day of our event. Get on it, register, go watch this last day. If depending on when you're watching or listening to this podcast, if we're already past this event and the videos are not available anymore, sign up, register anyway, and I will send you an email when the next event, when the next training on the Princeton offense is happening. So make sure you go to teachhoopsprinceton.com, coach, and I'll see you guys on the training. Said and done, but go to teachhoopsprinceton.com, sign up. I think the day that this video podcast comes out will be day two of the event. If you missed day one, or if you're just getting this, or if you missed it, depending on when you're listening to this or watching this video, go sign up anyway, go register anyway. We will send you an email when the next event happens, or when the next masterclass comes out, or when the next training, Princeton office training that we handle. So go to teachhoopsprinceton.com, www.teachhoopsprinceton.com, coach, and I'll see you guys on the training. Sports Social Podcast Network.